10. Laughter is the shortest distance between two people.
Listen to the whole text first. Then you will hear it again in short sections. Answer the questions in Finnish during the pauses.
Love, friendship, and the power of laughter. A mother tickles her baby. The baby laughs. They bond. Right from infancy, laughter helps us build social connections with one another. And this continues throughout our lives. Laugh, and the world laughs with you. As our social world develops, we begin to share laughter with others. This is not only pleasurable in itself, but it creates a positive, shared, in-group feeling. When people laugh together, they feel more united. The American writer W. Lee Grant puts it more poetically. They cease to be young and old, teacher and pupil, worker and boss. They become a single group of human beings. Because laughter has this social dimension, many of us feel uncomfortable laughing alone. Anyone who has burst out laughing in a public place because of an amusing text or a hilarious book will know how embarrassing this can be. This is why canned laughter is used in so many TV comedy shows, so people watching alone feel more comfortable joining in the hilarity. Funny guys. Ask men and women what qualities are most attractive in a mate, and they're likely to rank a good sense of humour high on their lists. However, research suggests that there are gender differences in the use and appreciation of humour. Women are often looking for a partner who makes them laugh. This is why so many dating ads posted by men bear the legend GSOH, good sense of humour. Men, on the other hand, are attracted to women who laugh, preferably at their jokes. For many men, a woman's laughter is a sign that she is enjoying their company. Don't worry, be happy. Laughter may be a good way to win friendship and love, but it also offers personal benefits. The ability to see the funny side is an effective way to handle stress. Psychologists describe the strategy of looking at an unpleasant experience in a humorous way as reframing the experience. The ability to reframe difficult moments in a light-hearted way is a healthy coping mechanism, since laughter can help minimize physical, mental, and emotional pain. In extreme situations where death or suffering are involved, such reframing is called black humor. On a less serious level, students around the world use this reframing technique when they joke about the stress of school or examinations.